Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Remember when we watch Jesus and we see him praying to his Heavenly Father all the time? May we follow his examples and become like his disciples. May you and I never forget the Saul who turned into a Paul in Acts chapter 9 on the Damascus Road, who was a murderer wanting to kill more Christians. But God was still in control. Saul had a personal encounter with Jesus, and his life was changed completely forever. That is what you and I are praying for your spouse, for your marriage, and all your loved ones who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. One of my favorite scriptures is in Ezekiel 36, verse 25. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. This is a scripture that you could pray daily for your spouse and for all prodigals around the world, and you can become a prayer warrior for your Lord Jesus Christ and for your family. Will you pick up the baton and run the race? Imagine if you started praying for all the marriages where you work, with your friends and church, and imagine how your Lord could use you so mightily. Seek the Lord and ask him to make you into the man or woman of God that has a close, intimate, personal relationship with your Lord daily, without sin or hindrances blocking your prayers from being answered. Imagine becoming a prayer warrior for your Lord. The Lord has taken me down the road of learning about the power of prayer over 20 years ago, and I still feel like I am a student on the subject of prayer. Beware that you've not fallen into a trap of Satan's by not having time to pray. Prayerlessness is a fiery arrow from Satan. Never doubt even the shortest prayer God hears and he will answer. I never thought when I was divorced that I would be privileged and honored to pray for people around the world every day. Now we are able to pray daily for prodigal spouses and children who need to be set free from Satan's trap and the bondages of sin. Our Lord God is the deliverer. Praise the Lord. Get excited that your Lord Jesus Christ answers prayer, that your Heavenly Father hears your prayers. He hears your cries, that the Holy Spirit is right there with you now. Let me share two of my favorite scriptures regarding prodigals. Acts chapter 26, verse 18, which says, "To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, praise the Lord, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Now let me read you another scripture, Acts 2, verses 38 and 39. This is what we need to pray daily, what you need to pray for your spouse. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Jesus said, "It is written," and he spoke the Word to defeat Satan. You need to speak the Word to defeat Satan in your spouse's life. There is no other word that is going to have so much power. Repent, it says, and be baptized. Every one of you, put your spouse's name in there, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.